The Mishnah in Brachos and Afyan Beis cites the machlokas between Ben Zom and the Chachamim regarding the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why does the Torah tell us in Parshas Re'eh, Kol Yemei Chayecha? The Shita, according to Chachamim, is Lahavi Limos HaMashiach. And as you know, we assume the halacha is the day of Ben Zoma, and that is Larabos Esalelos. Seemingly, the machlokas is that, is this mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim no Heges Ladaros? According to the Chachamim, yes, but according to Ben Zoma, no. Or Sameach points out the very beginning of Hilchos Kriyashna, that Chipasti Barambam B'Sefer HaMitzvos, he looked, he went through the entirety of Sefer HaMitzvos, and was surprised that the Rambam does not mention the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. We assume this is a Din D'Oraisa. The Shagasari is Simen Yud, Simen Yud Beis. Why is it that the Rambam does not mention this? Where Sameach suggests a Kiddush that maybe according to the Rambam, this is not a mitzvah D'Oraisa, it's only a mitzvah D'Rabbanan. In Parshas Bo, the Torah tells us Zachar, a Chiyuv, but the Pasuk ends, V'lo Ye'achel Chametz. It's not referring to a daily mitzvah. The Pasuk in Parshas Re is Kol Yimei Chayecha, but the Pasuk begins, L'man Tizkar. That's not written as a Tzivui. And therefore, Sameach suggests that maybe, according to the Rambam Shita, only a Din D'Rabbanan. Rav Soloveitchik quoted B'Shem Reb Chaim that no, even the Rambam admits Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as a Din D'Oraisa, but not as a mitzvah that should be counted in Sefer HaMitzvos. Why is that true? Reb Chaim explained two possibilities. Maybe one is it's part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma, part of Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim, and therefore not to be counted independently, but it's part of Mitzvah Yud. Or another possibility, the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos and Shorash Shlishi, in order to be counted in Taryag Mitzvos, the mitzvah has to be Noheges Ladoros. It has to be something which is everlasting, eternal. And that's not true when it comes to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. According to the Chachamim, yes, Lahavi L'Mos HaMashiach, but according to Ben Zoma, no, the mitzvah applies now, but not Lahavi L'Mos HaMashiach. And therefore, if that is true, it doesn't meet that requirement we mentioned last week of Morasha, Morasha, something which is enduring, everlasting, eternal, and therefore it is not to be counted. So Reb Chaim suggested that maybe the Mishnah, the Rambam, is because this is an incredibly long Horasha, it is not a mitzvah indeed which is Noheges Ladoros. One Lachora could raise a very, very simple question. The Rambam does not mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. But what about the mitzvah of the Lel Seder, what we term Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? That, of course, is included in Sefer HaMitzvos. That's the Rambam in mitzvah Kufnun Zayin. If it's mentioned as one of the mitzvahs, it must be Noheges Ladoros. And therefore, can't one raise a very simple question, a manishtana, know that what is different between the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah of the Lel Seder of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, if indeed, as the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, that Hine Yamim Baim Num Hashem, and therefore there'll come a time that we're going to acknowledge the Gula of Lasidlavo, and no longer refer back to Yetzias Mitzrayim, why would that only be the case when it comes to the daily mitzvah of Zechira, and not true when it comes to the yearly mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? If indeed that is true when it comes to Zechira, how is it that Sipur is Noheges Ladoros? And perhaps the answer could be something which I think is quite simple. If I were to ask you, why is it that we acknowledge Yetzias Mitzrayim every day, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, why is that so important? I would invoke the Ramban, the very end of Parshas Bo, after all, that we understand that belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Otzei Sicha, that's part of Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim is not merely acknowledging HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Borei, that's step one, but of course you have to acknowledge, as the Rambam writes explicitly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also the Manhig, HaMechadesh B'tuvo B'choyam Tamid. It's not enough to believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in the past, but to recognize Hashkochas Hashem, HaKol B'gzeras El Yom. You have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an absolute manig, ruling the world each and every day. And what do we point to when we want to emphasize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a manig? The answer is Yetzias Mitzrayim. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzei Sicha. And therefore, if indeed there is a daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, and of course, if one should even suggest this is part of Kriya Shema, or we fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim in the framework, in the context of Kriya Shema, it's because Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yorabore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yor Eimanig, and therefore it's necessary to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Be'ezras Hashem, when we experience the Geula Hasida, and we have to acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Eimanig, so we understand Ben Zoma very well, that Pasuk Yirmiyahu, Hine Yamin Banu Hashem Lo Yom Arod. Why would we refer back to what happened thousands of years earlier and not refer to the current experience? You want to demonstrate as an act of Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only a Bore, but a Manhig. Why would I reference Yetzias Mitzrayim when I can reference the Nisim Gluyim that we just experienced in the time of the ultimate Gula? And therefore not surprising. Right now Yetzias Mitzrayim, but you know what? Maybe it's not Noheges L'Daros. It is not the Hoidemos Mashiach. Hine Yamim Banu Hashem Lo Yom Arod. I think that's clear. What about when it comes to the Lel Seder? Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's an element of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim that is not true when it comes to Zechira. And that's explicit. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos in Kuf Nun Zayin. We emphasize the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim not just simply to mention Gvuras Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world and runs the world, the Nisim, Gluyim, and Geula. But there's another element of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim that sets the Lel Seder apart. And that is the element of Hodah. It's not merely that we are demonstrating and stating that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Goel, but you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu incessantly for that experience. I would tell you, obviously, it's not incidental that Chazal incorporated as the Parsha of the Lel Seder of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, that is the Parsha of Mikra Bikurim. Mikra Bikurim from beginning to end is a parsha of all Hodah. Thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu not merely for Bikurim, but for the history, for the destiny of all of Knesset Yisrael. The Rambam's explicit in Sefer HaMitzvos. The Miri writes, that's why Hallel is so necessary, because it's not just simply referencing events, but you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. And therefore I would suggest, very simply, if I have to single out an example of Gvura, when we experience the Geula Hasida, I understand that that Geula will substitute for Yetzias Mitzrayim. When it comes to Shevach Vahodah, imagine a person in a certain time of his life is down and out, and all of a sudden a person experiences Yeshua. Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to your aid. Imagine a person's in a difficult situation, and you have a Chaver Tov who bails you out. You know what? You thank that person. Let's assume you fast forward, and it happens again. Again, you find yourself in Golos. And again, you find yourself down and out. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeems you. Maybe that Chaver Tov comes to your assistance again. You have to say thank you. But the second thank you substitutes. It replaces the first. You know what I will tell you? When it comes to Hodah, there's no substitution. The second app supplements. In addition to thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this, I have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. It's not a matter of either or in the realm of Hodah. If I'm singling out an example of Gvura and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a manhig, yes, Gvura Sidlavo. But if I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Higadti Hayom, Ahagada Shel Pesach, Shevach Hodah, why would one think that a repetition of an experience is in any shape or form an excuse to ignore the Hodah of the past? And therefore, perhaps not surprising at all, when it comes to Sipur, of course, that's no Heges L'Doros. Even Lassidavo, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yetzias Mitzrayim. We emerged as Nama Nivchar. Even if in the daily mitzvah of Zechira, we can reference the current Geula, and that can substitute for that experience of the past. And maybe that's exactly why the Chiddush of Reb Chaim, Zechira, not Noheges L'Doros, not included in Mina Mitzvos, but not true when it comes to Sipur. It's an important Yisod when it comes to Shevach Vahodah. You know, in real time, we experience a tova, Kadosh Baruch Hu, even a chaver, we're very, very thankful. But you know, sometimes as time goes on, we kind of forget. We forget to say thank you. Thank you to all of those who make things possible for us to be able to emerge as we begin a new zman. We have to be so thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the ability to be able to sit in the yeshiva and learn basmada tzumin, to daven with utmost kavana. Don't take it for granted. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every experience. And Baruch Hashem, that when we have such b'nei yeshiva, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have each other as well. And each one can be mechazek the other in terms of our avodas Hashem. Now, Bezras Hashem, as the man continues, that you know that we have to see to it that we harness these kochos and nefesh. We recognize how privileged, how fortunate we are, and to be able to make the most of every opportunity that we have in the yeshiva. We've set as the goal for everyone to be Messiah the Masechta, to Chazer the Masechta. Many of you so beautifully learned very significantly during the break, during the Berezmanim. But now it's time to see to it that those goals, those shifos, come to fruition. Recognize how fortunate, how privileged that we have to be able to have each other, to be in the Kosle Beis HaMedrash, and recognize that when it comes to Shevach Vahoda, there's no substitution. Each and every day, Yenu Mechayiv, to be able to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every bracha that indeed we are graciously the beneficiaries of.